why add two receivers to the mix when you're already going to be getting all those guys back today?
Well, we were hoping that we would get guys back today and it would kind of flip a little bit. And the numbers were so low on Friday, down to like four guys that were practicing. And we were hopeful that we'd get some more guys back today. But thought we brought the guys in for a workout. It was really good, and we decided to sign them. Yeah, that's 12.
Today, yeah. Full practice.
Yep, 11 full practice.
Is it tough to get those reps for all of them to really get to look at them?
Well, we did have a lot of reps, and, we spread them around the best we can.
AJ Jenkins returned over there. What did you see out of AJ, and how's he
performing? Well, he was slowed by not practicing, and, he needs reps, and looking forward to him getting those this week and in the ball game as well. Needs time. Needs play time. I'm not aware of that rule. Well, he does need. He needs reps, and but I'm not aware of any rule like that. No.
With Colleen
Hawkins, is that, I guess, a bonus for him? First was the way they were catching the ball. All three of the guys were really doing a good job catching the ball from all three of our quarterbacks were out there throwing, including Cap, and so it was good. How do we determine it? We think about it and then determine it. Yeah, well, we've already started to talk about it. I anticipate there'll be a few. Not at this time. Patrick Willis, there you go. Patrick won't be playing on Thursday. Not going to go through the whole list, though.
Have you had any contact with Eric Wright since Pulliver went down?
The organization or myself?
The organization.
I believe so.
What is the plan with him? Have you had an opportunity to have him come in for a physical?
There's something to be. We're assessing, and there's a process. We won't really lay out the plan right now.
Do you see him in the team's future?
Again, I don't have the crystal ball, but there's a process. Great improvement, vast improvement from 1 year to the next. You talk about it, and you say that usually players from the end of their first year to the start of their second year have the chance to make the greatest amount of gains that they'll ever have in their career. Just like college players who are freshmen that go to from their freshman year to their sophomore year. Michael's a real living example, current example of that. And it's noticeable in all areas. I'm not sure that I specifically see the 10 pounds in. Yeah, those have been improvements. He's improved his technique, his base in terms of pass protection, his knowledge of the scheme. Like I said, technique, but there's been great improvement there. Great improvement, you know, in his vertical running, his insert between the tackle, running, his returning. You know, the way he catches punts and kickoffs now. I mean, you look at him as a, you know, a trusted agent back there to field punts and kickoffs. That's been a lot of time on the jugs, a lot of time catching balls from, you know, punters. He, you know, there was a time there where him and Coach Seeley and Tracy Smith were doing 20, 30 minutes of jugs after practice, and that's where I see the improvement. You know, I wouldn't bring it up to 10 pounds as much as I would that day in and day out work ethic that he's shown. Yeah, I would anticipate that.
Jim, I noticed that during offensive drills, very often going to the huddle before the play happens. What do you do in the huddle?
I give the play to the quarterback.
So you tell him what play to be running at that time, as if you were on the headset at a game, that kind of thing?
Yes. Yeah, that and his whole body of work, you know, through his career, and you know, he's been a consistent high 80s in terms of percentage making field goals. He looks very, very good all through camp. Coach Seeley feels he's the same guy, you know, that he coached in Cleveland. So I feel really good about that. I don't say much to get them going. They're, you know, they're self-motivated guys. You know, I think everybody understands that this is, you know, less than 2,000 people make an NFL roster, final cut-down roster, and you know, what's at stake. You know, what it's going to take taking another man's job away from him. And
so. Jim, how's your adjustment to the iPad playbook, Scott?
Good.
And have you had experience with those before?
Yeah. No.
Well, what's the advantage of having it that way as opposed to just the binder stuff with paper?
Not to be in an argument about get binders of paper or iPads. But the biggest thing is video. I mean, you get the video on the iPads. These guys can walk around, download today's practice, and be watching it wherever they are, back at the hotel or sitting on the sitting in the cafeteria eating or in the training room. I mean, they can watch video more often than they would otherwise. That's huge.
No drag time, right?
That cuts drag, sure, and gives the opportunity to you know, if they want to, they find some time off, you know, and they just want to chill, you know, get the iPad out and start watching some football video. So it's really good. It really creates a round the clock ability to be in football.
Did you have to be convinced at all to change?
No, I could see that. I could see that. That was happiness. I could see the you know, how happy that would be. To be able to watch football all the time, you know, do a lot of practicing, a lot of meetings, but this gives more opportunity for football.
Jim, what were your impressions of Eric Reed today?
Sometimes guys complain about, you know, what do I do with my downtime? You know, I got nothing to do. I'm just, you know, sitting here staring at the four walls. You know, where do I go? What do I do? Get out the iPad and start watching video. You know, that's a great way. That's how I chill now. That's how I. Sit on the couch and watch the iPad. It's great. Home, office. Yeah. It's really good.
Jim, what were your impressions of Eric Reed today working with the first team?
You know, good. He's been He's been there's been rotations in there. CJ, Eric's, Craig, have all gotten chances to be with the first team, and let's come around to Eric to be in there and get him in more and get him some get him reps. So that's taking place now.
Any early impressions of Carlos Rogers?
Good. Same guy. You know, doing well.
What are your expectations for him this season? How important are
Very important.